This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Able to see Jupiter and Saturn and closely examine the surface of our moon. The state treasurer's live unclaimed property auction is tomorrow at the Illinois State Fair. Many of the items come from long-forgotten safe deposit boxes and include Beatles memorabilia, a 100-ounce Engelhard silver ingot, jewelry, a silver Fabergé picture frame, and more. The live auction begins tomorrow morning at 11. Anyone interested can preview the items starting at 9 a.m. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
We might get some of the reason. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The judge who signed off on the search warrant for the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home that yielded 11 sets of classified documents now says he is inclined to make public some of the affidavit that led to the warrant.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt ruling, quote, the government has not met its burden of showing that the entire affidavit should remain sealed. The decision coming as a huge upset for the Justice Department, which has opposed unsealing the document, claiming it would compromise its criminal investigation into Trump.
Fox's Brooks Singman. The judge has given the Justice Department a week to propose redactions to the affidavit to keep some of it private. Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox.
Expect it will get a lot of black ink all over that piece of paper.
It's the defense's turn after prosecutors made their case against two men, Barry Croft and Adam Fox, accused of being in on a plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Defense attorneys will make their case, arguing their clients were entrapped and only voicing opinions. Two other defendants cleared of charges in April, but a jury couldn't reach a verdict on Croft and Fox. If convicted in the retrial, they face up to life in prison.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the man accused of attacking author Salman Rushdie, who had been marked for death by Islamic radicals, is jailed without bond in western New York.
Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree attempted murder and assault. Matar is accused of attacking Rushdie prior to a speaking engagement in New York State last week. The assault left the Satanic Verses author with stab wounds and nerve damage, and he will likely lose an eye.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Apple's urging customers to do an update.
Warning of serious security vulnerabilities for iPhones, iPads, and Macs. The software flaws could potentially allow hackers to take complete control of these devices.
That's Fox's Shayna Estulin. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than a half a million others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
Monkeypox. The spread in the U.S. is now top 14,000 cases in every state except Wyoming. Almost half the infections in New York, California, and Florida is part of a global outbreak that so far mostly affected men who have sex with men. The U.S. government doing more to help that affected group.
50,000 extra doses of the monkeypox vaccine are being allocated for state and local health departments in places with upcoming events that attract large number of LGBTQ members, like gay pride celebrations. It's part of the administration's response to meet people at most risk for monkeypox where they are.
Because more shots in arms is how we get the outbreak under control.
White House monkeypox response coordinator Bob Fenton also announced a surge in vaccine doses with 1.8 million doses available to be ordered by health departments starting next week. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Getting a COVID vaccine shot or booster could someday cost us money or cost health insurance companies. The Biden administration considering ending taxpayer funding for the vaccines. Now something there isn't a vaccine for.
Doctors in Omaha, Nebraska believe a child contracted a rare brain-eating amoeba while swimming in the Elkhorn River west of the city on Sunday and died this week. Last month, a Missouri resident died of the same infection, likely contracted at a southwestern Iowa lake. The amoeba is usually found in southern states as it thrives in warm water. Health officials say they're seeing more cases of the brain-eating amoeba in the Midwest, raising concerns climate change may be playing a role. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says such infections are rare, with about 3 U.S. cases every year, but most are fatal. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
For the 66th day in a row, the price of gas down from the record, now a dollar and a dime less. On Wall Street, stocks could drop big. Dow futures down nearly 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Want more out of banking? You got it at Staley Credit Union. We're unlike a traditional bank. When you join, you own it, so all profits are invested to serve you, like the best technology in digital banking, better rates on loans and savings, and an expert team that knows you on a first-name basis. At Staley Credit Union, you got it. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice, proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, we've got a chance of some overnight showers. It'll be cloudy with a low of 65. For Saturday, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Man, do we have an action-packed show. DPS Spotlight returns. We'll have the folks from Brinkotter in. Angela's going to join us from the YMCA. We got a lot to get to. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Howdy do, and good morning. We start the day, and I'm sure we'll have more with Mark Tupper in the podcast of Sport Talk last night about the Big Ten deal. Nick, what did you make of this? It was announced right after we got off the air yesterday morning. And how poised is the Big Ten set to be when you look at the kingmakers, you know, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road with this new deal?
We talked about it for like 40 seconds after the announcement.
Yes.
It looks to me like two mega conferences lining up to break free of everybody else, all their burden, all their sharing, all their rules or regulations. I think we're going to have Big Ten and SEC become two major conferences, and then ultimately that will probably end up where the champion versus champion.
Okay, are you surprised that the Big Ten has become this powerhouse? I mean, because if you look at college football and college basketball, I think in second place, football driving you know most of the conversation. You know, has the Big Ten been that powerhouse? You know, in the last decade,
they remind me of like a let's see here. They remind me of like the St. Louis Cardinals in previous years, where it's like just all the way solid, always competitive, always well attended, lots of fan interest, not the star power that the Yankees might have, but they've always been just right there. And I feel like that's kept them right there. And they went and got some big names out there on the West
sure.
Coast.
But you have to factor in the recent acquisitions, you know, for sure. I don't know what else it would be, you know, outside of the SEC. It's not the Big 12 or the Pac-12 or the Atlanta, you know, the AAC, I don't know. You think it's going to be an AFC and an NFC in college football?
Eventually, long way away. Several years away.
You think so?
Yeah, like handful maybe before it starts getting serious. But this is the hey, do we really need these guys? I don't think we do. We got what we need here.
So how many teams are in the Big Ten now?
I've lost track, honestly.
Okay, so, I mean, how big can it get? 20?
I think they'll find a nice round number of like 24, 32, wherever they want to settle. I mean, the more content they have, they've got all these different channels in that deal that they could just have football all Saturday.
They have 14 members. 14 the Big now. Ten is 14. I remember when 11 was like, well, why are you still calling it the Big Ten when there was 11? So yeah. This new deal with the Big Ten Network, CBS, Fox, Fox Sports 1, NBC Sports, and Peacock.
No ESPN.
Right. I mean, that's the first thing you notice, right?
Yep.
Because of this bidding war. And it looks like, you know, between Fox, CBS, and NBC on a Saturday, you know, in the fall, you're going to be able to see a Big Ten game just about all over everywhere all Saturday.
Exactly right. And streaming's built into that package, too. So
where do the others go? Where do they live now?
Well, there's secondary channels. So, like, for example, Fox has Fox Sports 1, just for example. So now you
But they have Fox Sports and Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's spillover. So, you know, Universal, I don't believe, is in this deal. But, for example, they spill over onto USA Network. So there are – yeah, they are in this deal because of Peacock. They'll find spillover, and they'll just keep inundating you. And then you'll get a premium app you'll be able to get, and – you'll get the inside and on the campus shows.
Right. But the SEC is still bigger, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in college football. Yeah, in football. For sure. Mm-hmm. And where do they live?
I don't know what their current deal is. They have their own SEC network and national deals as well, but we'll see something similar.
Because there's two of the main three networks, right? CBS and NBC in this Big Ten deal. And then a little behind that would be, I think, Fox Sports. And then on the other side of that, streaming on Peacock. I mean, they have a major streaming service and three of the four networks.
I would imagine there's still room for the SEC on the networks as well.
Okay.
I doubt it's exclusive. I might be wrong, but if you know that, you know, three of the top four teams are in the other conference, you've got to kind of leave some room for them. You just have to.
I would think so, too. Yeah.
It's not like PGA and LIV where it's, oh, we can't. It's one or the other. These are just two groups of college teams.
And where does this leave ESPN?
In trouble.
Okay.
When it comes to college sports.
Well, aren't they in trouble when it comes to just about everything?
Some of their broadcast, some of their like pro sports and things like that are carrying them in a good way. But
like what?
I haven't read it in probably about a week, but that's what's carrying them. They've got decent deals with some of the leagues. I believe NBA, MLB, they still have some football, right? I believe.
They have the
Sunday Night Football
Monday Night Football
on ESPN.
Yeah,
And ABC. Yeah. So I mean, that's where they're making their money. They're spending a lot of money to broadcast live sports, but their other stuff not doing so well.
Okay. So it is amazing to me. I don't think that this isn't even an athletic sports question to me. This is more sort of what was the norm 5 years ago versus the norm today. It is completely reversed.
Yeah, and we're also learning that sports are still a major, major draw.
Are they worth it?
I guess if you make $1.
Yeah, but is that really, do your shareholders want the $1 return?
Yes, but they want way more. I mean, so there's a diminishing return kind of thing, but I feel like, yeah, it's definitely still worth it and still on the rise. And, you know, even sports entertainment, we saw the tickets went on sale for WrestleMania. That's in April. They sold 90,000 in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so the interest of live sporting entertainment is huge.
I guess. I don't put WrestleMania in this category. I know I probably should. But what's their TV contract?
WWE?
Yeah.
They have got Fox on Friday nights, and they've got USA on Monday nights, 5 hours a week. Plus, they have in the middle of the week two more hours, 7 hours.
Okay,
a week.
But you don't have all of these networks bidding for that necessarily. I mean, the way they are with this college football thing.
Did Peacock won their streaming deal, but it comes up in I think a year.
Okay,
so we'll see.
And you think
it again.
There's going to be like this kind of attention, like CBS, Fox, NBC, NBC?
Yes, but not to the dollar amount that college. I mean, that's a huge juggernaut.
All right, so this is conference football. Women and men's basketball and Olympic sports. I don't know what all that means. I mean, when you get past women and men's basketball, I don't know what rest of that means.
It's the lead up.
I know what it is, but it's not going to be.
Oh, you meant like quantifying.
Yeah, you're not going to turn on your TV on a Monday night and see volleyball.
You will the month before the Olympics come, but other than that, no. I mean, it'll just kind of be there.
Okay. Anyway, it was a big deal yesterday, and we've got the Illini coach's reaction. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and do that here in a little bit. So college football driving a lot of this. I mean, I know the March Madness tournament is a big deal, you know, drives a lot of eyeballs. But college football is what runs all of these conversations.
And
the
tournament's separate anyway, so it.
Well, yes, they have that deal, you know, with CBS.
Mega deal.
But what I'm saying though is, college basketball, as exciting as it is, doesn't drive the needle like college football.
Not until that tournament.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
So, anyway, major announcement yesterday for Illini fans and any of the other 14 present colleges that are in the Big Ten, and who knows when do they change the name?
Never.
Why? Doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. They've got domain names. They've got. I mean,
I know, but you can have redirect.
I know.
You know when does it, you know, sound quaint to say Big Ten?
I don't know. Sports just never. I mean, there aren't any lakes in L.A. I mean, there's still the Lakers. You know,
it's a little bit of a difference. I mean, it's a nickname. This is a description of a conference that had 10 teams for most of my life.
Yeah.
And now it's not even remotely close to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'll get changed. Somebody will say, we got to do this.
Okay. Happen. What happens to all of the other little leagues, you know, the Mountain West, you know, the Conference USA? What happens to them when all of this is gobbled up by a couple of great big organizations?
I think what they do is they just become athletic department. There will still be TV deals. There will still be interest. They'll still be eligible for championships. They won't win. But now it becomes about the love of the game. You go to the school, all the things that college football purists talk about, you'll get all those things. Over here's the program.
Yeah, but I don't understand. You know, there's like 46 or something. I mean, if you go through D1, all the way through, I can't imagine they're going to be able to survive the way they've been able to survive in years past.
Not in the same way, but this is what I called for like when we first started this, there needs to be a pay league and a non-pay league. Just call it what it is.
Okay. You think that? Well, don't we have that now?
Yeah.
With name, image, and likeness? I mean, isn't that basically the translation of here's this larger market, this larger school, you'll make more money with NIL here than you will the Empire 8? And so there, you already have that.
It's the unofficial that, but yes, we kind of do. It is the unofficial version. It's just going to have to go on and be what it is.
Okay.
And the NIL will be the icing on the cake.
Follow the money. Mm-hmm. As in most things in life. All right. Last night I it's so funny because I'll just give you an example of what life is like right now. I was at home, just vegging in front of the TV. It was a pleasant evening, sitting on the patio, listening to some Rolling Stones music. Watched the second the episode of My Life as a Rolling Stone, which was all in around Keith Richards. He had some of the Nick, some of the best quotes.
Oh, he'd have to.
Well, if you can get through the gibberish and understand it. His guitar playing may be the most unique in all of the history of rock and roll. Takes the bottom string off the guitar, plays a 5-string guitar. First of all, it's the way the old blues guys did it, right? And his quote was that silence is his canvas.
I like that.
Oh, are you kidding me? He's done so many drugs. I mean, to be this age and be able to even spit out anything coherent.
Oh, this was like him in the current interview. That's awesome. He's sitting there thinking at a higher. He's playing 4D chess. Still.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
I thought that was like a reach back to when
he was. No, I'm like over here going mind blown. You're like, well, yeah, that's not a bad quote.
He's a master. I thought he may have said that before. I'm surprised he got through it now. I like that quote. It's awesome.
And just some of the people that were, T-Bone Burnett and Joe Walsh and Slash and some of the people that they had audio of talking about Keith Richards. You don't really think so much about, we hear forever ad nauseum. Part of the thing that annoys me about John Lennon and Paul McCartney, right, is they get credit for everything that happened, after they did one song, the rest of the music world was changed forever. And there were a whole lot of people that literally, Sheryl Crow, I mean, it's just on and on and on, that talk about Keith Richards in that way.
Yeah, is Tom Morello in it?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
Why?
He always cited him, and then I think there was some mutual admiration on the guitar playing. That's why I wondered.
Yeah. Anyway, really good episode. I enjoyed it more than the Mick Jagger episode, because the Glimmer Twins, as they were known, Mick got a lot. It wasn't like you always felt with John and Paul, it was kind of a 50-50 split.
Right.
With Mick and Keith, it always felt leans towards Mick more, right?
Yeah.
Even though he wrote some of the best songs, Mick or Keith Richards, great stuff. So anyway, I dare you. Here's what I found last night. I was sitting out on the patio just enjoying the beautiful evening. I had my AirPods in, and as we had talked yesterday about Can't You Hear Me Knock, and I wanted to go to some of those songs. There is an involuntary foot tap that comes with this music that does not come with Beatles music.
Oh, because of the blues. It's just right there.
I'm just saying, it is a contagious sort of. I'm not an overt music listener, meaning that I like get animated about it or whatever. I just enjoy the listening. But I found myself going, okay, I don't even realize I'm doing this.
Wow, that's cool.
And I'm doing it.
Huh.
So you should watch it.
Yeah.
So then I go back inside, perfect moment, and I get an email from a listener named Shelley.
Shelley?
Shelley, yes.
Okay.
And it was the following. What's changed? ? Why were these people voted out? This attachment says it all. Conservatives tried to tell you, but you've also gone too far left to see the damage the left has done to this wonderful country. After your rant yesterday, I will no longer listen. Best to you. Which was a polite way of ending a breakup letter. There wasn't an attachment. So I was kind of curious.
Oh, you didn't even get it?
Well, no. So I sent an email. just I know better. But I was genuinely curious. I thought, you know, maybe there's an aha moment here.
Chance for revelation.
Well, a magical attachment. The attachment was a political cartoon of a guy with, like, who looks like Guy Fieri or whatever that chef's name is.
Yeti?
Yeah. You know, with the blonde hair and the dark goatee and a really tiny cowboy hat. Like, really tiny. And he's asking questions to Liz Cheney, who's like pale white ghost cartoon. Shelley, I hope you keep listening. And if you don't, I understand. That's completely up to you and your choice. But if you're going to come at me and you know, you got to have more than a meme.
Was it even a good meme?
No, it was terrible. And none of it explains why Rodney Davis lost. I mean, you can Liz Cheney me to death. I'm not in Wyoming. I can't vote for her or not vote for her. You can't explain to me a guy who voted 90% with Trump on policy is part of this dangerous left that's destroying our country. And neither can this cartoon, because it doesn't have anything to do with it. Badly, by the way, like a phone shot crop of somebody else's Facebook post. I had hopes, you know. Sometimes you look for a good debate.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. Cartoon
sometimes you look. It's not even. It's not even. There have been great political cartoons over the years. I'm not knocking the art form. There have been amazing satire and political commentary, but it is, can you help stop Biden from taking away thousands of Wyoming oil jobs? I'm going to investigate Trump. Can you hold Biden accountable for the Afghanistan debacle? I'm going to investigate Trump. We're literally the most conservative state in America. Can you just pretend to stand for us for a second? I'm going to investigate Trump. First of all, I've never heard Liz Cheney do the whole Bruce Rauner dropping your G thing, you know? And then finally, okay, I'm not voting for you. Wow. You traitors are so obsessed with Trump. It's not even a good, I mean, it's terrible. But this is sort of the mood we're in this country today.
Oh, it's the sideways faces? Okay.
Yeah. You know. Okay, I know that. But my point is that, like, this is your documentation to your truth.
Yeah.
Your evidence. Even so much that you send a breakup email and attach it as the evidence why.
You can look at her voting record. It's lockstep with that dude.
But I'm talking about Liz Cheney. I'm talking about Rodney Davis, our congressman.
Same.
No, I know, but that's my point. What is the left? What does that have to do with Rodney Davis?
I mean, I guess he's left of 100. So directly left that they're bumping into each other.
Okay. I don't know what metric. I do not understand if that is indeed your scorecard. You know, not yours, but in general. Then you're in for a long life if you want to live only with people that agree with you 100% of the time on everything. There have been so many interventions of people, you know, family members and, you know, or just not relationships, having relationships at all because of this extreme sort of like just, I don't get it. I look, if I'm on the football field of life, keep with the Big Ten discussion, like a little continuity in a program, and the field goes here and the field goes here and the 50-yard line's here, I know where I am in life. I know where I was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I'm not saying your life doesn't change 5 yards here, 5 yards there. You evolve, you grow, you learn. Things change, right?
Things need corrected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know where I am. I didn't move. A lot of you moved to a place that I don't recognize. And that place is a place George Bush doesn't recognize, Mitt Romney doesn't recognize, John McCain didn't and wouldn't recognize, that Rodney Davis doesn't recognize, Duane Nolan doesn't recognize, Frank Watson. We didn't go left. You just went so far extreme that we went, whoa, hold on. And you believe it so much that you send a breakup email And your backup is a cartoon. Your evidence, your, to a point about Roddy Davis doesn't have anything to do with Roddy Davis. And you feel like, yeah, showed him. So, Shelly, I hope you keep listening. But if not, I understand. Sometimes you just got to fire people. I'll make it easy. I'll just give you my resignation letter. Okay. We got a lot to get to here today. And we have the return of the DPS 61 Spotlight. We have the folks from Brinkouter coming in. Angela's going to be with us. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The city of Decatur is moving forward with a major water quality improvement plan after being awarded a federal grant of more than $9 million. The grant comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Last Thursday, the Richland Community College Foundation honored several community members and businesses for their generosity at their annual meeting and awards celebration. In the last year, the foundation awarded more than $900,000 in scholarships, exceeding their fundraising goal by 12%. The staff worked with local businesses, bringing in more than $3.3 million to establish new educational programs. Go to nowdecatur.com to see a list of awardees. If you're planning on going to the state fair this weekend, the weather today and Sunday looks excellent. There is a chance of rain tomorrow. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Kathleen Maloney, at least parts of the affidavit that led to the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida estate may soon be made public.
The U.S. magistrate is giving the federal government a week to propose redactions, but otherwise the magistrate seems to be inclined to unseal the affidavit. Lawyers for news organizations believe confidential informant identities will be safeguarded.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Justice Department says unsealing the affidavit could compromise its investigation. The government is making moves to end payments for COVID vaccines, shots, and treatments.
HHS says it will take months to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. It's not clear how 30 million people in the United States without health insurance will be covered.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America is listening to Fox News.
If you want to buy a home and meet certain eligibility requirements, Hickory Point Bank and Trust may be able to help. Through the Down Payment Plus program, up to $6,000 in forgivable grants may be available to use towards down payment and closing costs. Homebuyers must meet income eligibility requirements, contribute at least $1,000 to the purchase, complete pre-purchase homebuyer education and counseling, and live in the home as their primary residence. Restrictions apply. Contact a Hickory Point Bank mortgage lender today for details. All loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers, cloudy, and a low of 65. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and beyond, mostly sunny with a high around 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I saw a press announcement yesterday that the Department of Energy announced that they were investing $45 million in cyber technology to protect the power grid sector from bad actors. And I thought to myself, that doesn't seem like a lot of money.
It might be all salary.
Well,
I mean, seriously, versus any...
I get it, but doesn't the power grid seem larger than like $45 million in cyber protection?
Yeah, you'd think so. But if it's salary in at 100 grand, I mean, you're putting a bunch of agents in play. So, I mean...
Well, but I'm talking about just... I'm not... Yes, you need the bodies, but I'm more interested in what they're doing to actually protect the power grid from cyber attack.
The bodies. They're the ones... sniffing the code, sourcing it, they're self-hacking.
How many bodies can you possibly have to protect the power grid of the United States of America? And how do you think 45 million, even if it's all bodies, would do that?
Oh, I don't think it's – I don't know that you'd ever have enough, but I think
no, I'm saying, like, what do you think ADM's payroll is for 4,000 people in Macon County?
A lot of money. A lot of money.
I'm telling you this doesn't add up.
You're right. I mean, but the acknowledgement that we've got to spend some money on this is
get the ball rolling. But the government always does this. Here's your Band-Aid. Job well done. As DOE builds out America's clean energy infrastructure, this funding will provide the tools for a strong, resilient, and secure electricity grid that can withstand modern cyber threats and deliver energy to every pocket of America, according to the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm. The research project will also establish and strengthen existing partnerships with energy sector utilities, vendors, and universities. I know in politics we often say, you know, a million here, a million there, sooner or later you're talking about real money. But for the power grid of the United States of America, $45 million seems like one of those things, like the missile that just hits, it's kind of a dud and just falls to the ground.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it seems like.
This was meant to make me feel more secure. It had the opposite effect.
I feel better about it.
Do you?
Yeah.
The 45 million?
Yeah. I mean, some of these white hat hackers are so good, man. They're so good.
Now, let me ask you this. The power grid, what does that mean, you know, in your mind as far as a definition?
So you've got the hardware,
okay.
The physical hardware, you know, power plants. You're additionally talking about transformers and everything in between. So you got the hardware, and then you've got the data network that controls that, the ons, the offs, the load balancing, and everything like that.
Right.
The physical hacking of the grid, I would assume, would be the security. Would probably be maintained by the private entities responsible for those facilities. By and large, they may need some help. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, but the point is those larger facilities, they go to every individual township, every individual community, every individual county, every little hamlet. I mean, it connects all the way to your house.
Right.
And then every step of the way is a potential entry point for bad actors.
Right. I'm assuming that it's like tree branches where at a certain point you could cut it off. And so like a problem indicator is not going to affect Minnesota.
That's probably right. Yeah. But you might have one hamlet somewhere still using floppy disk and one hamlet somewhere. I mean, this is the problem with connectivity.
Correct. You're 100% right.
Is that it all depends on each other. I mean, it can't just be one side of the equation. It's every single step of the equation all the way to being connected to your house.
Yeah, on a small level, we won't be protected at our house, potentially.
But what do I care about the grid if not for my house?
You're absolutely right.
I'm just telling you, 45 mil ain't going to get it.
Yeah, you don't want to be downstream from somebody that's not taking care of it.
You know, I'm not connected in any physical way to the Clinton power plant, but it's in my backyard.
Correct. Yep. You're right.
I don't think we're really prepared for what war looks like moving forward. We still look at Ukraine and what's going on there, and that very much looks like sort of what we think of as conventional warfare. Although I did see a story yesterday where Americans were sponsoring bombs.
What does that mean?
But they could put a slogan. You could pay to put something on something that was then chucked at Russia.
Oh, that's something that used to just be reserved for
charity.
The guys at the bottom of the, you know, putting them on their plane.
Yeah, yeah. You can basically do that virtually. And you remember Lance Armstrong, you know, before he was tainted, when he came back from cancer, and then they had like that machine that was spray painting names on the yeah. Tour de France, like mm-hmm. you could pay to have a cancer survivor's name. This is the same concept. You can literally pay for them to put a slogan on a missile that they're lobbing at Russian troops.
I can't get behind that.
Just saying, warfare Man. Meets modern commerce, I guess. But we're not prepared, I don't think. And COVID has taught us we are not capable of dealing with inconvenience. We understand, you know, I think most of us, you know, haven't been in war, have an understanding of at least what the grisly nature of that is. Body versus body, dead people, destruction. We are not prepared for the next phase of what war looks like.
It won't look the same. I'm talking
about water supply, yeah. information, the gridlock of supply chain beyond even like what we've experienced now, shutting down power grids, you know, all the things that we have become so, like, we just take it for granted. And that's where these new wars are being fought.
Oh, currently. And it'll only get increased, yeah. I mean, we're talking about cyber warfare, biological warfare. We're talking about crippling economics.
I don't think that biological warfare is even necessary anymore. I think all you got to do is just take down people's convenience, and we lose our minds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but it's going to happen. I mean, you could use cyber security to put biological things throughout, you know, gridded systems. I mean, we're there.
Right. But I'm saying beyond giving you something where your face bleeds and you die, mm-hmm. or beyond, you know, dropping a missile, I'm talking about just how we expect everything at our fingertips. And if there's even a minute of delay or inconvenience involved, we all turn into Karens. That is the future of warfare.
Yeah. Oh, on the psychological front as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's 45 million. Get it done. No. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I hope that there's a, you know, some things we don't know about, some clandestine.
I hope so too. You always want Jack Bauer there.
There's, I mean, look, there has to be at this point. There literally has to be. The sheer ease of hacking and things like that some of these top level, you know, people can do. We've got defenses to some of it, but certainly not enough.
Okay. I feel like I hope you're right. And you might be.
I don't know how we could survive already.
I assume that there's off-book stuff that these old guys don't even know about that are supposedly running everything, because clearly they can't keep up.
Right.
And they're more interested in just making everybody hate each other so they can perpetuate their comfy existence than actually doing anything. So, yes, you hope that there is whatever apparatus that is keeping us safe, whether it's coming out of the Pentagon or the CIA or something off the books we don't even know about.
Has to be. It just has to be. I mean, there's so much fire out there, and it's not in our yard in a visible, tangible way. It just has to be.
By the way, your AI artist buddy is back again. Dolly or whatever the name is.
Yeah.
When asked the question and to create an image of what happens if humans live in the metaverse, came up with some unusual renderings.
Oh, I have to check it out.
You should.
Okay. There's a show either on Apple Plus or Amazon that's either, I think, about to happen this fall.
Yeah.
That is about the war of the future. It's like maybe in the very near future. It's on this very specific topic.
Cool.
And it talks very much not about like tanks and bombs, but, you know, networking and stuff like that. I just saw a trailer for it like 2 days ago.
Okay. I got an email, or not an email, an actual piece of mail yesterday inviting me to the 15th Diamonds and Desserts event. I had to get a magnifying glass out.
Oh, I can't read that.
Well, I couldn't either. But I thought that little dot right there looked like Kevin Brainy.
Like you have? Hey, is that me? Sorry, buddy. He's so awesome.
And sure enough, it is. And so they're going to be recognizing him. I am no longer the only boy in the girls' club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were the only one.
Yeah, I thought they made a promise.
Locked it down.
I thought.
The one and only.
That I was going to be, you know, the outlier. We will be welcoming him to the club on September 8th at the Country Club of Decatur. So I would highly encourage you to get a ticket or get a couple of tickets and come out. It's a very nice event. Raises money for a good cause, and they have participating chefs. Whole idea is they take whether it's the hospitals or the Decatur Club or whatever it might be, a country club, they get a brand of the Girl Scout cookie, like s'mores or whatever Tag it might along, be, whatever, and then they have to create a dessert inspired, influenced by that particular cookie.
And it has to be in it too, right?
I think so. There was a whole debate about that, and I don't recall. But yeah, one or the other. It doesn't really matter. Gives you it's a good. They have food too.
Yeah,
it's just a good. You come out, you raise money for a good cause, and you get to stuff your face with all kinds of sweets.
Yeah, I have a good time at those events, and also I think there's something where you can like buy a. You point at a box on a that's velcroed to a wall.
That was the last. I post COVID, like last year, it was outside and it was a little different.
Yeah, I didn't go to that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so because our good pal and ride or die partner Tanya was inducted. So I don't know, but yeah, Floor Gyms has been involved forever. Seth Q, so come on out, get your tickets. You can support a good cause and support our friend Kevin Berhaney, who will now be the second boy. So there's 15 of us now.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know where. I was trying to think who was the first.
And what is the award called? Diamond.
That's a good question. The event is called Diamonds and Desserts.
Yeah, what is this prestigious
club?
It's
the Diamond Honoree.
Okay, I was right, Diamond. Okay. Yeah,
Diamond Honoree.
Nice.
It's a pretty impressive list, despite me being on it, of people, you know, now the state Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then the great thing about it is every year you come back and you get to be the judge for the creations that are created by the restaurants and clubs. And then you have a technical excuse that you have to eat all of them.
Right. Yeah, that's a gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. It really is. I still think we need robes. You remember like the
pointy hats?
No. What?
That's where it starts, is with robes.
Jesus, that went like south fast. I'm talking about like the five times SNL host club, and you're going like Klan on me. What are you talking about?
I was just watching like the Knights thing on History Channel, and you watch the evolution of this.
Okay. No, I'm talking about like, you know, you're back in the green room.
Yes, the fancy things. I get what you're saying now.
I'm just saying it's an
sorry.
It's okay. God, that went dark fast.
I just saw something on TV.
Okay. Everybody else now has something in their head.
No.
All right. Anyway, September 8th at the Country Club. Really nice event. Come out and support our buddy Kev, who will be welcomed as the Diamond Honoree. He's going to pull like quadruple duty because he's not only the honoree, but he's like the auctioneer. Oh, he's going to do the whole night.
That's my favorite part of the night is him and his auctioning. It's a style in and of itself.
In what way?
I watch somebody go, $50, no other bids. And he'll go, $75 and it's yours. And they're like, all right. I watched him run his own bill up. You know, Sue was bidding on something and he ran the bill up. So good at it.
We are old school in this regard when it comes to auctions. And kids out there, I'll tell you, this is something you need to learn. A charity auction isn't about you getting a good deal.
I learned that the first one of those. I'm like, oh, it's way undervalued. That's not what it's about.
It's not at all what it's about. It's about raising money for a good cause. And it is always amazing to me. Now, you can say, all right, that the bidding's gotten out of control and that's too much for me and I don't want to bite that off. Nothing wrong with that. But it's not about you coming in and stealing something at as low a price as you can get it because it's good for you.
Trying to pick through the sales rack.
Yeah.
I learned that hard.
What did you think? Are you just like going in going, well, yeah, I'm going to.
I don't know. I was just like, man, that is way cheaper than you could really get that for. I don't need it, but I'll put a bid in. And then I kind of picked up on it like, that's not what it's about.
That's funny. No, it's not.
No.
And the auction or it really is sort of a lost art form in general. I think you could still go to Whiskers and Tails, maybe like one of the few events coming in November, that, you know, where people will still bid the way they used to bid. And that goes back to the Dennis Miller line, right?
Mm-hmm.
That people would step over their fellow human beings, right? Sleeping on the street to spit on somebody for wearing fake fur. We have an affinity towards animals that we don't have for ourselves. And so that seems sort of recession-proof, bulletproof, time-proof. You go to the country club for that event, and it's like a walk back in time. When all of the auctions used to be that way. And the CEOs and the bank presidents and the company owners would be in the audience, and nothing more exciting than like a bidding war. How high can it go? Like, the audience would go, ooh. I mean, there would be like actual, like, it was like a sporting event.
The stare down, the blinks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes could get ugly. You know, if it was competitors, didn't matter. Charities were doing well. I mean, you know, get ugly as you want. I mean, you know, like where it was just like, now it's just silly because they just want to win.
Did the old cliche from a movie thing ever happen where it'd be like the bid would go 1,000, 2,000, somebody go 12,000?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Slow throwing the sledgehammer down.
Absolutely. Wow. And then if somebody would one up that, oh, my God. I mean, you know, the whole room would sigh or, you know, they'd go, oh, you know, that sound.
Yeah.
But I don't, those days are long gone. I you know, and people used to really get dressed up. I mean, it was just a different kind of thing.
Sure.
That's all right. Times change. Things change. So Brahani just goes up there and breaks arms.
He does.
I mean, he's really kind of like the guy, you know, when you owe the VIG and, you know, he shows up and, you know, he's going to get whatever you got.
Right. Here's the 1800 I owe you. 1800. You owe me four. You owe me $4,000.
Yeah, sort of.
that's him.
I can't wait. Very happy for him, and it will be a lot of fun. So we got – actually, let's take the break and come back here. There's so many events on the radar screen between now – the rest of this month and through September that you really need to get on your calendar and support. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of overnight showers. Cloudy with a low around 65. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high near 82. And Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny and a high of 82 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time, 6:52.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, thanks for telling my family and me about Toyota's national sales event. We got a new RAV4 during the event, and it's been great.
Well, that makes me happy. Right now through September 6th, it is the best time to drive off in a new Camry Hybrid, Tacoma, and more. So what are you up to?
You know, we took the RAV4 to a great spot, and now we're exploring a cave.
Amazing.
Yeah, my wife talked me into spelunking. I'm actually a complete and absolute amateur. Absolute amateur. Huh, I could have done without the echo on that.
Toyota's national sales event is on. Visit your participating Toyota dealer today to enjoy every last second of summer. Right now, get 1.9% APR for 48 months on many of Toyota's most popular models. Toyota, let's go places.
1.9% APR financing for 48 months with $2,165 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. This not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college, guard, or military rebate. Varies by Regency dealer for details. Offer ends 9/6/22.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur proudly brings you Southern Rock Legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Saturday, August 27th. Can't you see? Can't you see? Tickets on sale now at devonamphitheater.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur, Saturday, August 27th. Get your tickets now.
Shopping at a small business doesn't mean smaller service. Hi, this is Lauren from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs. Whether your big box pharmacy is closing or you're tired of the long wait time at that store, we're here to help. Dale's and Coley's offers a variety of over-the-counter medications as well as many home health care aids for your sports or do-it-yourself injuries. We offer easy prescription transfers, free delivery service, and competitive pricing you want. Stop in today at Dale's or Coley's. Give us a call at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Didn't Mick Jagger and David Bowie do this song together at Live Aid all those many years ago?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Or they recorded a video ahead of time. I don't remember, but it was Dancing in the Streets. Big deal.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Central Park Music and Art Series is returning on the 28th of August. I would highly encourage you. I went down and bought a ton of art. I just really enjoyed it. It had a great vibe. Like a really, really interesting kind of hip sort of vibe to the whole event. Probably hipper than I'm capable of. But the good music, but the art I really enjoyed. Got a piece in here from Shaney.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love that color scheme.
I did too. I bought three of the smaller ones I'm going to have framed. You know, because there was one of Central Park, the Transfer House. There was one of the Lincoln Theater marquee. And there's one of the main Millikan building, all in that same
hall.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I bought all three of the small ones. And then I brought the. So I'm on the hunt for more of that.
Oh,
but,
very nice.
But it's a very, very cool event. So that's on tap for. August 28th. It's a Sunday. Bring the family down. Great vibe. But then I was just looking ahead to all the things that are coming up in September. It's crazy. Run United, by the way, this weekend as well. We talked Correct. About that earlier.
Saturday night.
Yep.
And Oakwood Block Party.
After the fact, yes. I told you about the Diamonds and Desserts on the 8th of September. And then our food box distribution day is going to be Saturday the 10th in the morning. And then later that night is the Zoorific event, which is just grown-up night at the zoo.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Get a babysitter. You never been?
I haven't been in a few years, but I was looking through on this one in particular. I was reading through on the website.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you look at me like, don't put me on the spot like that.
No. If I can go, I go.
It's great. They've got an auction. They've got good food. And you get to, like, do these animal experiences. You know, it's sort of behind-the-scenes adult night at the zoo.
Right.
Get a babysitter. You don't need one yet. But, you know, it's grown-up night. Come on out. Have a cocktail. Walk around the zoo in a very different way than what you're normally used to with all the kids running around.
Cracks me up because on grown-up night I want to do the kid stuff and touch the animals and feed them.
Well, yes.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed I was being too much like a kid.
No, you want to like go over and, you know, feed lettuce to a camel?
Yes, please.
Right?
Sounds like a blast.
Okay. And then, so that's Zoorific on 910, and the proceeds benefit the Decatur Parks Foundation. So you get to have a fun night with a great crowd and do a charitable thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you can combine those things, you're winning. Mm-hmm. Everybody's winning.
Yep.
Duck Derby is coming up on the 24th of September at the Children's Museum.
Going to that one.
Absolutely. Well, you should. You've got a history of winning there. Mm-hmm. And then the following day is the Hispanic Heritage event at Fairview Park, which was just great last year.
Can't wait for that one either. Yeah, a growing community here in town. Lots of good restaurants, lots of energy, food, music, you name it. It's going
to
be great.
Now, I am sure there's a ton of things in between all of that, but I'm just spotlighting a few of the things there are to do. And it's also getting to the point where you can go to things and the weather's nice. I mean, it's not like you know, it's horribly hot. It's great stuff. So don't complain about, you know, there's nothing to do. There's plenty to do. And, you know, ranging from ticketed events to free events and everything in between. You know, the Central Park Music and Art Series, come down. There's no admission. You know, buy art, you can buy art. You want to buy food, you can buy food. But you got free entertainment, music, right?
Absolutely.
Hispanic Heritage events, same way. I love a mariachi band. I don't know if there's anything more fun, like up close next to it, the way that those horns sound.
Love it. Miss it. We used to have one here regularly at El Matador.
Oh, I thought it was like the station. No, I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, that'd when you awesome. Say here, I don't jump to El Matador.
Yeah, good point.
Where was El Matador?
It was right by the old Venture, which would be Pershing and I don't know that road.
All right. Hasn't it been something since Venture?
Lots of things. Schnucks. Yeah, next to that plaza.
Okay. Northgate Plaza.
Yeah, right next to Northgate Plaza.
Right across the street.
Yep.
Okay.
Formerly the Northgate Mall.
Northgate Mall.
Yep.
Well, not Northgate Plaza, Northgate Mall, the Northgate Theater there.
Yep.
Went to see a lot of movies as a kid there. Spent a lot of time sitting in a movie theater with, like, nobody else.
That's cool.
It was fun, kind of having your own movie theater. Mm-hmm. All right. When we get back on the other side, school's back in and ready to go. We'll have the superintendent to talk about how things are going at DPS. And we have a lot to get to, including our friends from Brink Otter. And they've got a gift they're giving away on social media. We'll tell you about that. Plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Top of the hour news. We'll be back with more right after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.